Chapter 1. The Royal Mail. Can you imagine having to pay postage for letters that people send to you? The Royal Mail has been available to the public since 1635, and the system of sending letters meant that the recipient had to pay for the postage. In 1837, Sir Rowland Hill decided to change that system with his idea of the uniform penny post. Thanks to his system, it became possible to send a letter to anywhere in England for one penny, paid by the sender. Postage stamps, named penny blacks and decorated with a profile of Queen Victoria, were used for the first time in 1840, and the number of letters posted in England doubled. The popularity of sending letters led to the invention of the pillar box. Today, we can see the familiar red pillar boxes dotted around the United Kingdom, where people can post their letters ready to be collected and delivered by the post office. Pillar boxes were the idea of novelist and post office employee Anthony Trollope, and they were first introduced on the Channel Islands in 1854. They were originally green, but became the standard red in 1874. They have also changed their shape. The early boxes were hexagonal, and cylindrical boxes did not appear until 1879. In 1870, Japan's Meiji government sent Hisoka Maijima to England to study how the Royal Mail worked. After his return in 1871, the government followed his proposals for a Japanese post office, and began to offer its own service between Tokyo and Osaka. The first Japanese postage stamps were introduced on the day the service began. By 1874, over 3,000 post offices had opened around Japan. Maijima is commemorated today with his portrait on 1 yen stamps. Post offices in Japan and the United Kingdom offer many services. Both deliver letters and parcels, and are safe and reliable places to save money and to exchange foreign currency. In the United Kingdom, people also use the post office to have their passport application checked before it is sent off, to apply for a driving license, or even to request a fishing license. Japanese post offices offer health insurance, while UK post offices offer travel insurance. The post office has become an indispensable part of everyday life for people in Japan and the United Kingdom. Thanks to innovators such as Sir Rowland Hill and Hisoka Maijima, we can easily stay in touch with people both around the country and around the world.